Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you're at your desk right now, or maybe driving, we wonder if you've tallied the number of hours you've been sitting today. Because, bad news, fresh research suggests the downsides of sitting too much are even greater than previously thought. NPR's food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey joins us to talk about a new study that quantifies the risks of a sedentary lifestyle. Hi, Allison.
Hi there, Sasha.
All right, it sounds like you're about to tell us something that we're really not going to be too glad to hear. So tell us what the researchers have found about how many of us are sitting around too much.
Right. Well, researchers from Kaiser Permanente in Southern California are really trying to answer the question, how much sitting is too much? So what they did was to track a large group of middle-aged and older men, about 80,000 of them, for close to 8 years. Now, at the beginning of the study, they asked these men all sorts of questions about their daily activities. So how many minutes a day they exercised, how much time they spent sitting outside of an office setting, so say watching TV or reading. And they also calculated how much time these men spent in motion, moving, but not exercising. Anything that keeps you up and about, whether it's cooking, gardening, puttering, if you will. And what they found is that the men who sat 5 hours a day or more were about one-third more likely to develop heart failure compared to the men who sat for 2 hours a day or less.
All right, so very dire, although maybe not surprising that the sitters were at higher risk than the movers, although we often think that if we can just exercise every day, that will counteract it. So how did exercise factor into this?
Right. Well, here's the surprising finding. It didn't matter so much if the men were regular exercisers. Say they did, 30 minutes on the treadmill, but then went on to sit for the rest of the day or many hours, their risk of the heart disease was still higher. Now, exercise did have somewhat of a moderating effect. The more they exercised, the better. But interestingly, sitting 5 hours or more still increased the risk of heart failure and other heart ailments, such as narrowing of the arteries. So I think the message here from the study, which was published in an American Heart Association journal, is definitely move more and sit less.
So Allison, you mentioned this study was of men. Do we have any reason to think that women react differently?
That's right. I asked the researchers that very question, and they say, though they can't answer specifically for women, their guess is that they would find the same thing. In fact, other research supports the idea that a sedentary lifestyle also brings similar risks for women.
It seems like the reality here is that you can't think of a certain part of your day as being your exercise time and then everything else being everything else. It has to be woven in more throughout.
That's right. Sort of a mindset shift, if you will. I mean, if you want to think about the practical advice for building in the daily activity, you think about things like, instead of sending an email to that colleague, walk down the hall and talk to them. And I think that sometimes this kind of advice can go in one ear and out the other. But in the context of this new study, I think that people might be more willing or more motivated to do these little things.
What about standing desks? If you're at least on your feet, does that help more than just sitting all day?
I asked the researchers about this, and this study doesn't answer the question. I've actually watched people here at NPR. A bunch of people have standing desks. And I have noticed that if you're standing, you're probably a little bit more likely to move around a little bit more. But perhaps that's what all of us need to be doing, even if we're at a traditional cubicle sitting all day, just to remember to take these frequent breaks to get up and get the heart rate up just a little bit.
All right. Well, I'm walking up and down the hallways as soon as we finish this conversation.
I will as well. It will be our pact here.
That's Allison Aubrey, NPR's health and food correspondent. Allison, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sasha.